Good morning and happy Tuesday with the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU.
I've got a song for you, Dave.
Okay.
I hear the Chiefs are coming, coming from behind to win. I ain't seen a team like this since I don't know when. Gold struck in Kansas City.
This guy sounds pretty good,
with
right?
A guy
it's
named
really good,
Pat
yeah.
Mahomes.
He's a super fan.
He'll keep this team a-rolling. On down to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah. So
that was fantastic.
There's word now about what they're going to wear. You know, when it comes to the Super Bowl, it's so funny how people bet on everything.
Right.
And so all these details are important so that you can make money.
Okay.
Since the Eagles aren't going to be in the Super Bowl, at least you can make some money off of it. So what we found out is that despite hearing that the 49ers wanted to wear their all-white throwback jerseys and throwback uniforms, like white tops, white bottoms, what they're going to wear is the standard white jersey and the gold pants.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the last two times that they wore that in championship games, they won.
Okay.
So will they win? I don't know. Are you going to go by what they wear? A lot of women do. Therefore, you want to go for the 49ers. But, how do you bet against Andy Reid and the Kansas City
Chiefs,
though,
right? Yeah, that's pretty cool. Because I know you knew Andy Reid pretty well when he was here before.
Yeah, my husband worked for the team for a long time.
So you got to be so thrilled for him, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Because everything you've told
me
is he and his family are such good people.
They are. They're just genuinely good people. It was funny because a little bit earlier we were talking about arguments that people have in the first 10 years of their marriage, and the main thing that they argue about is what to name their child.
Right.
So when I was pregnant with my first, with Tori, we were at the holiday party that the Eagles had, and Leonard and I were chatting with Coach Reed and his wife Tammy, and they actually separated us. So all the men were sitting together and all the women were sitting together, and they were giving us advice on what to do when I go into labor. And it was like Coach Reed was actually coaching Leonard on the, here's what you want her to do. Like, he was telling her all
fantastic.
About the Lamaze breathing and how he actually had to catch a bunch of his kids because the doctors, every time they would go in, the doctor didn't believe that Tammy was about to have a baby, you know, like right then.
Right.
Yeah. And so he caught several of them like, okay. I'm ready because the doctor wasn't coming in. They're just really good folks. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see
them
get
and
back.
It seems like most people in Philadelphia are generally happy for him, including Donovan McNabb tweeted a thank you. I wonder if it would be different if Donovan was leading a team to the Super Bowl, because I know he played with the Redskins and Vikings after the Eagles. Do you think if he led a team to the Super Bowl, it would be different?
I wonder. I don't know. The whole thing kind of surprises me because I felt like when he left people, when Coach Reed left Philadelphia, people hated him. They were like, just get rid of him already. You know, but now I not knowing who else to cheer for, I guess you're just going to, attach yourself to whoever is closest to you.
Yeah.
Would they feel that way about Donovan McNabb? I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think even now he did a lot, but I just don't know if he's as huggable.
Is it different because he's a player
probably
and not a coach, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, you almost put more on him for not winning,
right? Andy Reid didn't throw up on the field in the fourth quarter of
point.
Super Bowl.
Good morning. Wake up with the Andy Summers Show.
Wake you up
with Dave Cruz.
Gotta wake you up for the day
on 92.5 XTU. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.